Good morning. A Thursday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's start with Paul Manafort. President Trump's former campaign chairman gets a prison sentence, nearly doubled to 7.5 years now. Federal judge added to the sentence that he already received, saying he had gamed the system.
That's right. It was less than he could have gotten, but it did raise a semblance of what we could call justice to this sentence. The earlier judge, Mr. Ellis, was, I think, disgraceful in the way he said that otherwise he had led an exemplary life. I don't agree with that assessment, and from the information we've been given, it wasn't true. So now Mr. Manafort, who obviously gamed the system, according to the judge and to the Mueller people, lied. He'll spend 7 years in jail, or 6 years now with time off for good behavior, and that could well be the rest of this guy's life. We don't know, but it will certainly not be an easy time for him. Now, that led to the speculation on a lot of people's parts that since he was gaming the system, and since he was, you know, in a position to worry about Trump, let's just put it that way, that he would get pardoned. Except that the New York State Attorney General, Tish James, is now filing charges, as is the Manhattan District Attorney, which, of course, will end up preventing a pardon on state charges because we have a system of dual federalism in this country, cannot pardon. And it does look like the Manafort thing is put aside for a little while now. If the president decides to pardon him, there may be a fight over whether or not what New York State is doing is legal. It traditionally is not done because the state usually defers to the feds in something like this. But I think it'll be an interesting fight. And it, of course, will go to you know where, the Supreme Court, where, to put it mildly, the president has stacked the court.
And we still wait here for the Mueller report.
That's right. Mueller refuses to get budged. An awful lot of people who have been predicting it's coming out the next day, it's coming out the next week, it's coming out the next month. But of course, the truth is that we don't know anything. Obviously, this has been a very complicated investigation. It's gone on, but not as long as some of the other special counsels have done in the past. I think Mueller is the kind of guy who will do what is right as opposed to what is political or how he's being pushed. Who knows? It may be that every time you get one of those reports, his back goes up a little further.
Interesting, after our discussion yesterday about the U.S. being one of the only countries to not ground the Boeing 737 MAX jets after suspicion about two crashes, and the president issued an executive order grounding all Boeing 737 MAX jets.
Well, that's right. It's not only the president, but it's obviously the federal authorities. We know that the Canadians have done an interesting job. They compared the earlier crash to this one, and they showed the trajectory to be similar. And the president took one look at what the American people wanted there. They didn't want to get in an airplane which could have proved fatal to them or to their family or to others. So they pulled the plug. It's too bad that it takes public opinion to do that.
University's race to quell outrage over bribery and cheating scandal in admissions. I have to say, anecdotally, Alan, in my class last night, many of the students were enraged by this.
Well, I don't blame them. You know, you teach at a state university. I taught there 40 years or so. When I asked my students, how many of you have student loans, and almost every hand in the class in a state university goes up, they're painfully aware of what some of these inequities are between the private sector or the independent sector, as they like to be called, and the state university. Look, right now there's a question of integrity. And the thing that seems to be coming up, according to the media this morning, is do you throw out the kids who got in there under illegal methodology? You know, we keep hearing that the parents did not tell the kids. Hard to know whether that's true or whether it's true across the board, because what's the message that the parent gives to the kid? This is the way that we operate in this world. It is a very, very difficult thing. Look, nobody's kidding anybody. You know, if you have advantages, your chances of getting into an elite institution are much greater in terms of money to tutor you and everything else. But if you don't, you know, get back, as the saying goes.
Heard it coming in on the BBC. It's already international. The reputed Gambino crime boss is killed on Staten Island. Gory killing. Francisco Cali was shot multiple times outside his home. He was run over, apparently, by a pickup truck, police say. Of course, the Gambino family, one of the nation's largest and most influential organized crime groups, something not all politicians admit to.
Yeah, David, we keep hearing that it's all over, that these guys are done. You know, that basically the mafia has been wiped out and that there isn't any more. But there is, of course, and we know it. And the feds have been assiduous. Rudy Giuliani made his reputation by being aggressive on that. And we see sentencing in which so many younger versions of their grandparents and their parents are coming forth and doing the same old garbage that has been done before. So you can only say things change, but not all that much.
How about your interview yesterday with GOP Chair Ed Cox? Quite a passionate response to primarily Governor Cuomo, claiming that Cuomo is a tax raiser since the beginning of his gubernatorial term, and still New York remains number one on the top tax state list.
Look, Ed Cox came out punching like a boxer. He's had a tough time. Obviously, they did very badly in the elections. The New York congressional delegation changed. The state Senate went to the Democrats, but he is not compromising when it comes to Cuomo. He has been really, really aggressive about that. And I suppose that's what his job is. He's the leader of the other team.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us.